If you have ever been shopping for anything plastic at all, like Tupperware, water bottles, baby bottles, then you've seen products labeled BPA-free. We see them everywhere. But what does it really mean for us? In today's Ask Me Anything episode, we're digging into what BPA is, why it's bad news for your health, and what a BPA-free label actually means. I mean, are they actually safer, or are we just swapping one problem for another? Plus, I've got some super easy tips on how to avoid BPA and switch to safer options. Welcome to the Toxin Free-ish podcast. As always, I'm your host, Wendy, an environmental toxins attorney turned clean living coach, and this is where non-toxic living meets real life. Let's dive in. So this episode is an answer for one of my listeners, Michelle, who asked me, does a BPA label on a product really mean it's free of toxins? And what else should I be concerned about? And before I start, if you want to leave me an Ask Me Anything question that I would answer on the air, you can go ahead and go into the show notes and leave me a voicemail. So back to BPA. What is BPA exactly? BPA belongs to a larger class or category of chemicals called bisphenols. There are a lot of bisphenols out there, but BPA is the one that is most widely known and talked about and the one that has been studied the most and the longest. BPA is not a new chemical. It actually was invented 130 years ago. I think I did the math on that right. The 1890s is actually when it was invented, and it was being considered by the pharmaceutical industry as a synthetic estrogen. So keep that in mind as I continue talking. It never ended up being used as an actual pharmaceutical, but in the 1950s, it was discovered that it made plastic sturdier. Once companies realized this, they started using it in their plastics, particularly a plastic called polycarbonate. And these are really durable kinds of plastic. These are the plastics that you find in water bottles, blenders, food storage containers, food processors, things like that that you find in your kitchen. It didn't stop there, though. Companies realized that they could line metal cans for things like soups and sodas with BPA, and that would prevent corrosion. It's also used in thermal paper, like receipts that you get from the cash register, and things like tickets, tags, labels. It's also in some flooring, dental composites that are in your mouth. It kind of exploded and went into everything. And after being used for decades and decades and decades, sadly, most Americans have, 93% of Americans, according to the CDC, have detectable levels of BPA in their blood. So what does that mean? What's the big deal that we have BPA in our blood? So first of all, it gets there because it's in the plastic, and then we use it for food. We eat out of it. We blend things with it. We drink water out of it. And some of that BPA gets leached out of the plastic, ends up in our food and in our drinks and in our water, especially things that are fatty or acidic that tend to draw those chemicals out. And then we consume them. Now, remember when I said that the pharmaceutical companies in the early 1900s considered using this as a synthetic estrogen? So we've known for well over 100 years that this ingredient, this chemical, is a hormone disruptor. It's an endocrine disruptor. If you want to do a deep dive on what endocrine disruptors are and why they're so bad, you can go all the way back to episode one, the very first episode that I ever did called What the Fuck is an Endocrine Disruptor? And you can learn more there. But just for purposes of this episode, it basically disrupts normal hormonal function. We now have a lot of scientific data that shows it results and contributes to heart disease, cancer, breast cancer, and prostate cancer, metabolic disorders, diabetes, childhood asthma, fertility issues, reduced sperm count, recurring miscarriages, birth defects, ADHD, anxiety, and so much more. This chemical is bad news. It is worth noting that back in about 2010, the public started to get pretty angry about the fact that BPA was allowed in all of these products because the health impacts were becoming more widely known. So in 2010, Canada actually became the first country to ban BPA in baby bottles and sippy cups. 2 years later, the US said, yep, us too. And they said in baby bottles and sippy cups, no BPA is allowed. Think about the impact drinking milk out of baby bottles that have BPA in them are for infants. So this was a huge step in the right direction. But in the US, it is still allowed in pretty much everything else. So companies who've decided to go BPA-free, where you see a BPA-free label, that is a voluntary choice by the company that really happened because of pressure from the public. Now, if you're shopping in California and a product has a BPA level that's above a certain threshold, you will see a Prop 65 warning on it. France actually has the strictest ban. You will not find BPA in any food containers or infant food packaging. And that's actually been the law. I think 2015 is when that was passed. And as of just last month, the EU is jumping into this banning BPA bandwagon with what would be the strictest regulation. The European Commission basically wants to ban not just BPA, but other carcinogenic, mutagenic, toxic, and endocrine disrupting bisphenols from anything manufactured to come into contact with food. That ban could be adopted by the end of the year, and then it would take about 3 years to implement. So you can see how here in the United States, we're kind of screwed, right? Like, we're kind of on our own to figure out what's good, what's bad, and how can we protect our health. So if a plastic product is BPA-free, what does that mean? What's in it? Well, it may not be BPA, but there is a high likelihood that it is a bisphenol. It is just a different bisphenol. You'll see things like BPS, or BPF. They're pretty much the same as BPA, but just like a tiny tweak. And this is what happens. This is what we call a regrettable substitution, where there is a chemical out there that becomes very well known that it's problematic. And so companies will switch to another alternative ingredient that is very similar to the one that is concerning because there's not a lot of data or outcry about it. And sadly, what we know is that some of those other bisphenols are even worse and have more health implications than even BPA. So if you're buying something that says it's BPA-free, but it has one of those other bisphenols in it that's even worse, then the thing that you're buying is not safe. My personal opinion is that BPA-free is just a crappy marketing term to get you to buy their plastics. So what can you shop for instead? What can you use in your kitchen instead? Obviously, having things like water bottles and baby bottles and blenders in your house are, you know, things that are non-negotiable for people. These are things that we need to use. We need food storage containers. So let me tell you what I have in my home. I think it goes without saying that when it comes to food storage, switching to a stainless steel or glass options is obviously going to be the best. Even when you're looking at blenders and other things, glass is a great option. I recognize that that is not always convenient, especially when you have kids that are using things in your kitchen. So I do have Triton plastic. Some of the companies that are using this type of plastic, this Triton plastic, is like Vitamix, Ninja, the AquaTrue, Clearly Filtered. If you buy a Clearly Filtered water filter, which is a company that I absolutely love, their pitchers are made out of Triton plastic. According to the people who make Triton plastic, not only does it have no bisphenols in it whatsoever, but it has been tested and it has no estrogenic activity, which means there's no hormone disruption in it whatsoever. I will say I do think there's more data necessary. I think we need to test it some more, but there has been a lot of third-party studies that have been done that has shown and proven that, in fact, Triton plastic does not have bisphenols and it has no other hormone disruptors. Just like anything else, though, when you have something that is new to the market, it doesn't mean that eventually, like 20 years from now, you know, some scientific studies might come out and be like, actually, there's something in here that is problematic. But as of right now, Triton plastic, if you want plastic, that is going to be the safest option for you. Luckily, when you're shopping for Triton plastic, you don't have to look very hard because the companies that are using it are very loud and proud. It's one of the first things that you see in their product description. It's easy to find on their websites. It's not a secret. It's not a surprise. Bottom line, glass is best, stainless steel is best, but if you really want plastic in your life, the safest plastic you're going to find is going to be Triton plastic. Michelle, I hope that answers your question. And just to wrap it up, BPA is bad. BPA-free doesn't mean there's not bisphenols in it. So it's really something you should be avoiding completely. Try to get glass and stainless steel, and if you want plastic, stick with Triton Plastic. That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.